com.
Welcome back to the program. It is Tuesday, 6:10 in the a.m. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
Do you ever shop on Craigslist?
That would be negatory, Pigpen.
Maybe you should.
People are shopping for you on
Craigslist. Are shopping right now on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Did you see your ad?
I don't have an ad on Craigslist.
Yes, you do.
What? What are you talking about?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
There's an ad for you on the Craigslist.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about?
Well, at the next break, go take a look at Craigslist.
No, I'm not going on Craigslist.
Go take a... You probably should. Go take a look at Craigslist in the for sale section in the antiques.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, let's talk about... What
are you babbling about?
See, you don't listen to the show.
No, I was in the other room.
Tom has other responsibilities.
Tom has many other responsibilities.
Not listening all the time.
And it shows the value of what you'd be getting,
right,
you know?
Right.
So go take a look at the ad.
It's one of those, if you miss a little, you miss a lot kind of moment.
That's right.
I guess so.
All right, let's talk about, you know, Father's Day is right around the corner, right?
I think
Tom will begin getting calls.
Maybe.
Did you put something on Craigslist with my name on it?
Oh, would I do that?
You will die if that happened.
Oh. No, I'm giving you some opportunities.
Ah, great.
We have read so many articles about if we were to pay moms an annual salary for everything they do.
Right.
It's always like, what, $100,000
a
year?
A lot of money, yeah. A lot of money.
You know, and so I thought, doggone it, Dad's Day is coming up. Father's Day is Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do a little work. Let's do a little tallying up of how much a man would earn if he got paid for what he does around the house. You know what I'm saying? All right. Let's set the record straight, yo.
$10?
Dads do a ton of free labor around the house. Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
You hire it out. What are you talking about?
Hey, that means I'm paying it. I hire subcontractors.
Right, okay.
I have dishes in my sink right now.
That have been there for how long?
There's a green film that's forming over them. It's right. Not good.
So Insure.com just released results of one of their annual reports on the value of the stuff that dads do around the house.
Uh-huh.
And it's time we set the record straight. Here it goes. They found that in 2014, the average dad does $24,103 worth of work. It's based on his work as an accountant, plumber, tutor, coach, handyman, car mechanic, builder, pest control worker, taxi driver, laborer, cook, and groundskeeper. And it's what you would expect to pay all those people to do what dad does for free. That is up 3% from last year and 19% from 2012. It doesn't exactly give you the job security, does it? I mean, the moms are like, wow, you got to pay her $100,000 for everything that you...
Dad's happy with the remote control and a six-pack.
You know, I could hire this out and not have this guy hanging around in his underwear watching TV all day. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
That's true. If dad's value is affordable, dad's going to be out on the street.
Yeah.
You know, for a second job, I could afford to get rid of that lazy bum. All right, why don't we do the stumper, if you don't mind.
Here's the stumper for today. Remember, you can only win once every 30 days. 715-845-2155, the number to call. On this date, 1972, a song topped the charts that came from a movie. Mm-hmm. What movie was it?
1972.
Yeah.
I got a basketball jump.
That's not it. That's not from a movie.
I got a basketball jump.
715-845-2155 is the number to call. On this date, 1972, a song topped the charts that came from a movie. What movie?
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island.
Is that a movie? Really?
Well, didn't they make a movie of Gilligan's Island?
They did.
They did, and it wasn't very good. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Never Let Die.
What?
What's that?
Never Let Die.
Liver Let Die.
That's a good guess. That's not right, though.
Very good. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Up in Smoke.
It's not Up in Smoke.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Tubular Bells.
It's not Tubular Bells. It's not The Exorcist. No.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Was that Darth Vader?
I don't know.
The Darth Vader thing. I think I know this.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Love Story.
It's not Love Story.
Ooh, that was my guess.
Was it? You would be wrong. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Seasons in the Sun?
No, I don't think that's from a movie.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Ghostbusters?
It's not Ghostbusters. That came much later.
Yeah, that's 72.
Like 10 years later.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
The Entertainer?
It's not The Entertainer from The Sting. No.
Right. Good guess. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Grease.
It's not Grease. That came later.
Very good guess. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Rainy Days and Mondays.
That's not it.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Every Which Way But Loose.
That's not it.
By the way, Seasons in
Love
the Sun,
that movie.
I think, was a movie.
Did that come from a movie?
Could you imagine Seasons in the Sun as the closing credits roll?
Sure.
Sure.
There's a happy reconciliation thing at the end.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
That's not it. That's a good guess, too, though. Raindrops came out about that time.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Yellow Submarine.
That's not it.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Poseidon Adventure.
It's not the Poseidon Adventure. I can't remember a song from the Poseidon.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
There's got to be a
morning after.
After.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good guess. That's a good guess. It's not right.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Midnight Cowboy.
That's not it.
All right. Do we have any more guesses?
1972, a song from a movie topped the singles charts.
Thanks for going. What's your guess?
The Graduate.
That's not it.
That's a good one, though.
We've covered a lot of ground in this stumper.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
On Golden Pond.
Nope. That came much later.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Evergreen.
It's not Evergreen from A Star Is Born. That was a little bit later.
All right.
Ooh, I didn't like that song.
Yeah, thank goodness we don't have any Barbara Streisand that's actively
all right,
on the
let's
radio.
Let's call
now.
It. You have one more time done a very effective job of stumping. Call us. What's the deal?
The song came from the golden throat of Sammy Davis Jr., the Candyman from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, topped the charts on this date in 1972.
Very good. All right, well, congratulations. All right, we'll have another stumper tomorrow. You can try your hand at winning something really nice.
Now, the latest hit from Tom King and the Progressives.
You started coughing and hacking last night. Thought that you might have a cold.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.